How can we help people in pre-contemplation? With clients in pre-contemplation, you can use MI skills of expressing empathy, developing discrepancy, rolling with resistance, and supporting self-efficacy. Avoid lectures and confrontation. We don't want to try to push them into action. If we can move them just one stage to contemplation, we've done well. That's a big step. Change does not equal action. Change means progress. Interventions for people in pre-contemplation should be less intensive than for people in the later stages. We may feel the urge to work faster or push harder because they have further to go, but the harder we push, the more likely we are to overwhelm them and generate resistance. Multiple brief contacts are helpful. The goal is to engage pre-contemplators in the change process. Showing empathy is a great start. There are reasons people resist change and want to hold on to the status quo. Can you imagine if no one resisted change? We'd be changing so quickly that the world would be chaotic. So resisting change can be adaptive. There may be some good reasons that people aren't ready to take action right now. The question is, how can we create an environment that supports and facilitates change?